But Sophie, I can't say you're inconspicuous.
No.
I've been meaning to grab a few words with you since I came across you 2 days ago. Nice to meet you.
Thanks. Nice to meet you too, yeah. Vincent.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, so my name's Sophie Killingly, and I'm a freelance artist from. I'm based in Surrey at the moment, and yeah, I am very conspicuous with my very, very bright red hair, which is, of course, totally natural. Very bright red, and very crazy dress sense. I think my inspirations are probably Timmy Mallett from the 1980s.
Right. So is this deliberate?
Yeah, absolutely deliberate. Yeah. I enjoy bringing a little bit of joy to my life and to other people's life.
Right.
Lives. I think, you know, sometimes I think life is very difficult, very hard, and very sad sometimes. So if I can bring a little bit of silliness and joy in how I dress, then I really enjoy that. Even if it means that sometimes I walk past a little kid and they grab their mum's arm and go, "That lady looks like a clown." I give a little thumbs up and I'm like, hey, why not?
But that lady is a pastor's wife.
Yeah, she was a pastor's wife. Yes, yes, totally. Yeah.
How did that go down with the congregation?
Mostly okay. You know, I think some people probably found it difficult. I think most people were okay, but yeah, I was a pastor's wife for 10 years. We recently left the ministry and are doing other things now. But I think the pastor's wife is a very ambiguous role because it's not really a role, is it? There is no description of a pastor's wife in the Bible. So it can be quite hard because there isn't any kind of description, and people often bring their own secret expectations of what they want a pastor's wife to look like and what they want her to be like. And they say, no, we haven't got any expectations, until you don't fulfill the secret expectation, and then they're very disappointed.
Okay.
So it can be quite a tough gig.
Okay, yeah. You've had quite a tough gig though.
Yeah,
as well as being a pastor, formerly a pastor's wife.
Yeah.
You are mother to two autistic children.
I am, yeah.
Tough.
Yeah. I mean, it's been challenging. I knew nothing about autism 10 years ago. And within that 10 years, both of our children, who are now 15 and 12, have been diagnosed as autistic. So I've had to become an expert through necessity.
Yeah.
But you do anything for your kids, so I have. And it has been very challenging because if anyone knows anything about autism, is that it can present very differently for every individual with it. I think people often think of autism as like on a linear scale, from being not very autistic to very autistic. And rather, I think it's more like a mixing desk where you have different dials which are turned up to different levels for different things. So anxiety for some people can be very high, and then social ability and function can be okay, or maybe it's very high. It could be that you have sensory processing disorder. It could be that you have dyspraxia with it, which is kind of like difficulty to coordinate limbs. Often these things come alongside autism, and so it's been a challenge figuring out the difficulties that my children have had, and sometimes they're very differing challenges. So both my kids have sensory processing disorder as part of their autism. And my son is very sensory seeking. So he's like the crazy kid you see running around shaking his head and hanging upside down off the sofa.
Right.
Whereas my daughter is very sensory avoidant and finds noise and touch quite too much.
Okay.
So she wants to have quietness and soft blankets and not too much kind of stimulation in that way.
So church must have been quite challenging for your children.
Very challenging.
Yeah. Yeah.
And again, in very different ways. So my son was very confident and unfiltered, would sometimes say really awkward things very loudly.
Yeah.
His opinions on the service or...
Yeah. Well, you're laughing at it now, but it must be quite upsetting for a mother to see their children struggling like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And also because congregations sometimes... It's not that they're intending to be mean, but often people don't understand autism, so they can interpret this as just plain bad behaviour, and then you get judged for being a bad parent.
Yeah.
And often it's like, no, it's just this is a very overwhelming environment. Church is a lot. You've got a lot of standing up and sitting down. You've got loud music playing and singing. You've got, you know, lights on. You've got people chatting over the top of each other. It's challenging. It's challenging for everybody, I think, but then for autistic people, when you've got sensory issues, it can be overwhelming. So,
sure, sure.
Yeah, my daughter very much used to struggle with just the music and the noise, and, you know, and it looks like she might have been, it looked like she was being an aloof, kind of rude teenager with her hood up and looking at the floor. But it was just she was trying to cope with being in the room, and she wanted to be there.
Okay.
But just, it was hard.
But she's doing her GCSEs now.
She is, yes.
How is she doing?
She's doing great. I'm so proud of her. She's managing so well. You know, it's been a long time, but we've been trying to teach her resilience. And yeah, she's been seeing a wonderful lady who's a therapist, a counsellor, who happens to be a Christian as well, who's been really helping her work through, like, difficulties, okay, like stressful situations and managing her emotions.
So. Okay. Well, you were in ministry. You were a pastor's wife.
Yeah.
But as a mum to two autistic children.
Yeah.
And the work that you've done with your children has kind of led you into the next phase of your life.
Yeah.
You've just published a book.
I have, yeah. So I'm a freelance artist, which I've been doing. And I think very much what I was doing as part of church and with my children has influenced that. So I've got a book out at the moment called Draw Near, which is a spiritual creative journal with the Good Book Company. And it very much came out of the fact that when my daughter was leaving Sunday school and coming to adult church, I was like, she needs something to help her concentrate. She's extremely bright, but she needed, I think as many of us do, needed a visual kind of aid to help concentrate, questions to help concentrate the mind and think about what she's listening to, and a space to doodle, because I don't know about you, but when I'm on the phone, I love to doodle and it helps me just concentrate. And it's the same in church. I love to doodle, and it's not that I'm not paying attention, it actually concentrates the mind. So I started creating these sermon sheets for my daughter, and then I found all the adults were taking them as well and saying, hey, this is really helpful.
Yeah.
So I approached the Good Book Company and said, you know, I think this would be a really useful resource as like an undated journal for people to have all year round to help them kind of do their sermon notes, to build up their daily habits, to be, yeah, meditating on the Bible in creative ways. And yeah, so it kind of came from there, and it's been really, really great. I've had such great feedback from people. In fact, I had a beautiful bit of feedback recently when I was at a conference, saying that they, her parents had bought the journal, and the mum and dad both enjoyed using a copy each, but they said particularly their teenage daughter had struggled to kind of really have any kind of spiritual habits and found prayer and Bible study difficult, but they bought her the journal and she enjoyed filling it in daily so much that she started to build really strong spiritual habits and actually has recently come to faith. And they said that it was really instrumental that she started to build up regular habits of reading the Bible and praying and just meditating on scripture and thinking. Yeah, and so okay, that was amazing to hear that it had been used in that way.
So what age group is it aimed at?
Well, like I say, I designed it with my 12-year-old daughter in mind, but for adults as well. So I think 12 plus, and it really is, I think, for anybody, and because I think many of us are kind of visual learners or find it useful to have something to concentrate the mind. We don't just sit and receive auditory. We can sometimes need to doodle as well. So I think it's for all ages. And I've also kind of made it purposely for both male and female. It's not like pretty pink and floral or anything like that. It's quite unisex looking, because I really want both men and women to just be like, yeah, this is a book for me. I can have this.
Right, yeah. Right. Where is it available?
It's available from the Good Book Company, but also you can get it in Amazon, and yeah, any regular bookstores, you can order it online.
Okay, but before I finish, you've got your finger in a few other pies as well. You've got an Etsy
shop
as well, haven't you?
I do have an Etsy shop where I sell my prints, and I make zines, which are mini magazines, which I make myself and out of collage techniques, and I investigate quirky and strange bits of theology, which I find really helpful.
Right. You make t-shirts?
I make t-shirts as well. Yes, I make some funny t-shirts, which irritate certain groups of people on Twitter, but I'm very passionate about people being able to discuss theology and their ideas online, and there's a certain kind of type of guy that like calls themselves a Theo bro, a theology brother,
okay.
who don't really like it when women are voicing their opinions and like to chime in with a well, actually.
Yeah.
So I made some funny t-shirts just to be like, this is a no Theo bro zone.
Right. Well, look, obviously this is a radio interview, so people can't see you. Where can they see this amazing flaming red hair?
Well, they could follow me on Instagram. So I have an Instagram, which is, the handle is @perishandfade.
So, Perish and Fade.
Yeah, Perish and Fade. It's all small caps. And it's based on the 1 Peter verse, which talks about we're having inheritance, that one where the perish, spoil or fade. So it's the fact that my artwork is very perishable. You leave that out in the rain, it's going to just collapse in a few days. But my internal inheritance, that's secure.
Yeah.
So it's that's me on Instagram. And then I'm on Twitter as Pretty Sophie K.
And you've got a website?
I do, perishandfade.com.
Very good. Well, you know what? It's been a pleasure speaking to you. I think the world needs more crazy redheads.
Thank you. I hope so, yeah.
Great to talk to you. Thank you.
You too. You're welcome.